MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail. I think last I called in, I said I was in Whittier. That's what it says on the map, but nobody seems to know where that is. Not even the locals. So it's Kennesville, which even fewer people seem to know, but at least the locals do. Yeah, I left Oviedo. I think I was mispronouncing that as well. Left Oviedo, my cousin's place, back on the trail, and then turned around and rode right back almost to her place again. So that was kind of silly, but I didn't know exactly what my reroute was going to be. That was sort of in flux throughout the evening and into the morning. I was originally going to go out Florida 46, and that turned out, actually, I don't even know if it's Florida. Maybe it's a county road. Who knows? Anyways, that turned out to be closed with flooding due to some more rain they had gotten. And originally closed because of Ian, and barely open, and then closed again because of more rain. So anyways, that wasn't an option. So I basically just let Google Drive at that point. It kind of took me the way the route goes, but just sort of bypassing some of the dirt, unfortunately, for some pavement. But it was pretty quiet pavement, so happy with that. Cut off again. So not too much to say about the reroute. The roads were pretty nondescript and easy to get through, not a lot of traffic. I saw some bucket tree trucks out cleaning some things up, some spots where, creeks were kind of high, but nothing that really screamed, hey, there was a giant hurricane here and lots of damage. All the things that you kind of expect to see. I mean, but it was also 10 days after, and it's Florida, and they know how to deal with these things. So, and also not the worst hit place either. The coast, that west coast of Florida certainly got things a lot worse as far as the wind goes. Just this part got a lot of water. So it will affect the route later on, again, just because of water and drainage. But anyways, out of there, got onto a couple bigger highways. That was not so fun. The speed limit is in Florida, it seems like everybody wants to do anywhere from 15 to 30 over that at all times. So pretty harrowing when you got a 2-foot shoulder and people flying by at 80 miles an hour. Made a stop at a little fruit stand, a little fresh produce, slightly out of the way, but totally worth it. They had some red navels. Really sweet and delicious. I got a handful of those to go, some gator jerky, and they actually helped me out with a bottle of water. I was thinking I'd hit a store because I was going through all this civilization and it didn't really work out. So that helped me out a ton. And then a couple days later, because I am a few days past that now, I got a donation to the Georgia Cycling Association from them. They had found me on some Googling and made a donation. So that was really sweet and awesome, and I thank them so much for that. Her name was Jen, and that was so cool. If you are looking to do something similar and enjoying this adventure, you can just Google Eddie O'Day Eastern Divide Trail. You'll have no problem finding the page and the tracking. You can watch it live. After that, it was more pavement, busy roads. And then finally, off of that into, I think it's called Three Forks Marsh. I don't know if it's a preserve or wildlife management area, whatever it is, big, huge swamps, basically. Lots of critters out there. Of course, gators. I had a nice moment with a cotton mouse. Wish I had my camera out when he showed his teeth. That was pretty awesome. Some whitetails, some raccoons, absolutely vicious mosquitoes. If you stop for a second, there's just a swarm of like 80 of them. you're okay when the sun's out. As soon as the sun starts to set it off, it cools off just slightly. They are just brutal. Came across a couple who was driving around in a minivan on the levee roads, asking me about gates and whatnot. I was like, what's up? And it's like, well, we were going the other way and we got locked in. We might have to spend the night out here. So it's a little weird. I offered up a little bit of food and just some advice to go to the next trailhead. There was a gate, but they're probably a phone number to call. So I did see them later on going back the other direction, and they just waved and drove on. So I think they had it figured out. Maybe they had just taken a wrong turn in there. And as I was pushing out of there, it was cruising along, had tailwinds, pretty good packed road, and then I see this thunderstorm off in the distance. Make sure I'm still navigating correctly here. And that proved to be a thing as it was slowly making its way my way. So I've been watching this thing for a couple of hours. And got into that town of Kennesville. It's a little restaurant there, and I got some food. And then I was checking the weather while I was there. And it was just rain. Severe thunderstorm warning. Hail. There's no place to be out there. Just a big wide open swamp prayer. Thunderstorm, big, you know, lots of lightning coming out of this thing, lots of ground and strikes that I can see watching it, and then a note about the hail, and I don't want to be out here in my tent, that would be bad. So I mentioned that in a text to a friend, and next thing I know, he's talked to another friend, and they've talked to their ex-husband, and somebody's coming to pick me up and drive me 40-ish minutes or so back up towards Orlando, St. Cloud's a suburb town, I guess, near Orlando, Kissimmee. And so I ended up spending the night there. Got a shower and basically just went to bed. I did get 100 miles in. I was hoping to be a little further down the road, but better safe than sorry, I guess. Got dropped back off in the morning to Kennesville, the little gas station that I was picked up from, and rode on. So I had tailwinds for early part of the day, again, across some sort of prairie swamp thing, less swamps, more prairie. And then I had a big reroute. I hit Florida 60, and the route would normally stay on that and go through this Kissimmee chain of lakes. I guess there's a series of lakes connected by the Kissimmee River. And this is all kind of floodplain through Central Florida. So with Ian coming through and dumping all the rain, all that's flooded out. And so there's a high water bypass, which I took. And that kept me on 60 for a while. I say now the second most scary part of the route. I would find out later there's worse. But narrow shoulder, lots of traffic. Everybody's just in a hurry. I can only go 20 miles an hour with that tailwind, barely, maybe less, 18. They did make a draft, which was cool, and that kept me moving pretty quick, but harrowing. So I pushed on, got off of that road. It was better. It kind of loops. That was heading west, straight west. It finally goes a little bit south, and then kind of goes southeast from there, which did put me into the wind, but on slightly better roads for a while. Had some Trail Magic meetup, which was pretty cool. A couple guys there that lived in South Florida, Willem and Kevin, and there was one other guy, I'm totally flaking on his name, and I feel bad for that, but I forget. Anyways, they rode with me for a little bit, and then maybe 10 miles or so, and that totally helped pass some time. I was getting pretty bored out there, to be honest, just all that pavement, fighting the wind, knowing I was going to fight the wind for a while. And then they got me some food and some drinks, and they got some pudding, which was amazing. And then There's a little store stop, and that worked out perfect as the storm kind of rolled in for about 30 minutes. So I stayed about an extra 15 and had some food and waited that out, and then back on the road into that headwind. So more harrowing highway stuff. Nice quiet road for a little while, and then I turned on Florida 70, and that is by far the scariest part of this entire route. Just at nearing sunset, and everybody's trying to get out of the middle of nowhere out there. You know, every fisherman, everybody that's just traveling across, everybody's trying to get out of there. So just high rates of speed, very narrow shoulder. I thought about hitchhiking, but I didn't think anybody'd pick me up. So I just got after it for the 5 miles as hard as I could, taking advantage of the drafts when the cars come by. Finally turned off of that and get out onto some levees around Lake Okeechobee. Actually, there's one that leads into it on a canal. While I was doing that, I was trying to find a room. Mosquitoes are really brutal right now, so I didn't really want to camp. And the preferred town was full. The next town was full. I'm looking to maybe go a couple miles north off route, full. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, it is a Saturday, but it's definitely off season down here. So anyways, I get into the little town of Lakeport, 135-ish miles into my day. There's a little pub. I stop in there.